Hey, my wicked bunch. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm Free.
Free's back, guys. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Let's do it.
No. It's not bad. This one is not as gruesome. And the reason I picked it was because the ending was not what I expected. I was blown away. So you're going to be blown away with me.
I'm looking forward to be blown away.
Yeah, yeah, you will be, because I can't even believe the outcome of this. So pretty much today we're going to be talking about Tracy Road. Have you heard of this?
Tracy Road?
Tracy Road.
No.
Okay, good. Because we're going to talk about how she, quote-unquote, murdered her husband. Or that's what she was charged with. Now I say charged because she was charged with this. But the ending, it's just, okay, are you ready?
Is this like a Carol Baskins type thing?
No. Okay. That's another one I need to research because I don't know the whole story. But no?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so Tracy met her husband, Scott Road, in high school. And of course, everyone knows how that is. Inseparable, constantly up each other's asses, and in love. Okay, but they truly felt that they were the one. So a couple years after graduating, they ended up getting married in 1991, and this is in Iowa. They're in Iowa at the time. Now, Scott ended up studying to become an engineer while she went to nursing school. She wanted to be a nurse. So like every marriage, they started out strong. It's great. And then, of course, you kind of come back to reality and you're like, okay, the honeymoon phase is over. A lot of times, it's amazing. You know, you're like, oh, I can't believe I get to spend the rest of my life with you. But for Tracy and Scott, it was a complete nightmare. All of their friends said that Scott was jealous and possessive. He literally had the mindset of, I own you, every time he was talking to her. So... you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was great. It's awesome.
Right. Now, so, like, how old were they when things started, like, going downhill then? Because they got together in high school, right? So they're probably, like, what, 16, 17, maybe?
No. They have, like, 3 kids at this point. Like, yeah, they have 3 grown-ass kids.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a while down. She's dealt with them. She even says later that they were together for about 20 years. So I don't know their ages. They didn't give their ages throughout the case. They just gave us.
We can guess like middle age though.
Yeah. You know? I'm saying by their pictures, maybe mid 40s.
Okay.
Yeah. So
20 years later, she's like, I'm fed up with this shit.
I mean, yeah, that's what they said that she did. So, but. There's people saying that she's innocent, and then there's people saying that she wasn't. You'll understand what I'm talking about at the end. So, he's possessive, he's controlling, and he's pretty much being a narcissistic asshole. And he started accusing Tracy of having affairs. Like, anytime she got a chance, he got a chance to accuse her of having an affair, he did. She could be folding laundry and he'd just walk up like, so all those doctors you've been having sex with in your hospital. Like, there was no proof. He just wanted to start a fight.
So my man's is losing it at this point.
Yeah, he's going crazy. Okay. There was one instance, actually, that their friends recall that she had to work late because, remember, she's a nurse at a hospital. And she had to help deliver a baby. And she didn't get off till like 12 a.m. So when she gets home, she looks around and figures out that Scott and the kids were gone. Like, no note, nothing. So being a scared mom, she immediately called everyone and was like, are they with you? Have you seen them? She even called the ER that she just left to see, hey, did my husband and kids come in? They're not home. Well, this is fucked up, everyone. The garage door opened, and a second later, Scott and the kids walked in. And when she asked him, what happened? Where did you go? Scott freaked out on her, said, I took our kids for a ride to find you because I wanted them to see how much of a whore their mom is.
What the Jesus he was, Christ?
He wanted them to catch her in an affair so they could see that their mom was a whore.
This guy's a whack job.
Yeah. Like, there's no proof. Nothing. He's just, I don't even know. So after all of this happened, friends are asking, you know, like, why do you stay? She said that she loved him. He was the father of her kids. And there was good memories and bad memories. Now, despite this, Scott continued to get jealous and possessive, resulting in him moving the family 5 times and eventually ended up in Texas. He moved just because he was jealous of all the guys in their state, neighborhood, whatever, looking at his wife.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand possessive to a point, like, look over, like, she's mine, you know, but a pridefulness in a sense. But to take it this far is just, this is wild.
Right?
5 times.
Yeah, 5 times. Ugh. Uprooted his children and all. And they were, like, teens. Like, the oldest, I think, is in their teens. So it's like,
what do you even say at that point? Like, oh, dad moving the family again because mom's hoeing around.
Like, what? The neighbor looked at mom funny, dad didn't like it, and here we go again. Like, pretty much. That's pretty much what was going on. But to make matters worse, she was now far away from family and friends. So she didn't have anybody. She was completely alone. Which is exactly what they want you to be, alone. Now, she found a job at a local hospital, making friends very quickly. And one friend in particular was Shawn Michaels. Now, at first, they would just talk and maybe flirt around a little bit. And then when he would flirt, she'd be like, now, Shawn, remember, I'm married. And he'd be like, I know, I'm just kidding. But then they'd continue to flirt. Okay. So that's happening. Now, they ended up walking out to the parking lot after a shift and hung out a little bit. You know, when you get done with work, you bullshit with your coworkers by the cars. Okay, that's what they were doing. However, when they went to leave, they hugged each other. And this man went in for a kiss.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, now she kissed him back. And she recalled, I remember how nice it was to actually have someone care for me and want me. And she swears, she swears they didn't have an affair. She swears.
Wow, but think about it. Like, this, imagine trying so hard
to
get your wife to not cheat on you when she's not cheating.
And then you,
this shit to happen. That is so fucking ironic.
Yeah, it's kind of like karma's like, you're being a dick, so here you go. All right, now 1 week later, after this magical kiss happened, Scott corners her in the bathroom and starts on this bullshit affair stuff again. He starts screaming, you're having an affair, you're sleeping with the doctors, waka waka. And then she's like, and then she's like, you know what? Yeah, I did kiss Shawn, and I'm falling in love with him.
Oh, this man.
Not a really good idea to say to your abusive husband, but okay.
Oh, wait, no. Was there any actual abuse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's physical.
A mental abuse.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's physical, too. And so... He's not physical all the time, but there are disputes. Let's just say that.
Gotcha. All
right, so she ended up saying, you know, it's nice to have someone who actually cares about me and doesn't just want me for sex and other stuff. And that's how Shawn was. He just wanted her. And he looked her dead in the eye and was like, you have no idea what you've just done. Now, Tracy claims that he was depressed for the next couple days leading up to the quote-unquote suicide. Because that's what her story is. Suicide.
Okay.
Now, on October 15th, 2003, the cops were called to the house because Tracy found Scott in bed with a gunshot to his head. The police immediately arrived, but things weren't really sitting right with them as soon as they got there. And this is where we're going to break this down with all the evidence that they saw, okay?
Okay.
All right, first, they asked her what she did that day, and she told them, I woke up at 4 a.m., went for a walk, then I tried to get into the shower when I heard moaning in the other room. Tracy walked in, removed the pillow from Scott's face to find him laying there fighting to breathe. She said his eyes and face were swollen, and she asked him if he could hear her. She was like, Scott, can you hear me? And then she called the police and waited for them to get there. Now, like I said, a couple things stuck out to the detectives immediately. The first one that I know you're probably dying to ask is, was the pillow over his face? Because how could he put the pillow there if he shot himself? Because remember, she's ruling this as a suicide.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did she forget her story?
Yeah. Like,
did she forget? Like, wait a second. Yeah, I was so confused because I was like,
yeah.
I thought you said gun wound.
Uh-huh.
And now she's talking about suffocation.
Yeah. She saw a pillow over his face, moved it, and saw him and was like, oh my God. And then put it back, called the cops. It's like, hey cops, your boy here dying. And just waited for them to come.
But there's a gunshot in his head.
In his head, yes. And okay. The gun is in his hand, but we'll get to that one later. But hold on, we'll get to it. We're going. Okay. Okay, the pillow. That's a major key point in this case, is the pillow. Because how the fuck? You shoot yourself, you ain't gonna put the pillow back. Now, the second, Tracy is a nurse. A nurse. She found him fighting to breathe. He's still alive. But she didn't do anything to help save his life. All she did was, hey, Scott, can you hear me? All right. And then called the cops. That's it. Now, she says this is due to shock. And also, he was still breathing with the gunshot, so CPR isn't an option, I guess. But she mostly ruled it to shock. However,
that's such BS.
Hold on. This is going to add to it. However, she says she was in shock, but as soon as this happened, she called her work, explaining why she wouldn't be there that night, and they need to find someone to cover for her.
Oh my God.
So your boy's in bed dying. And she's literally like, Martha, I don't think I'm going to make it tonight. Yeah, no. You're going to have to cover for me. Thank you. Oh yeah. Oh, no. My husband's just shot fighting for his life.
I'm in shock right now. I am
in shock. Fucking okay, Tracy. Now that happens. The next thing, as I mentioned, is the gun. This is a huge, along with the pillow, huge part in this case. They have the gun in his hand, okay, along with the pillow on the face, and there's a blood stain on the carpet next to him. No clue where it came from. Why is there a blood stain? Because if the blood is in his hand, or the gun is in his hand, and the bloody pillow is on his face, then where the fuck did that stain come from?
Well, where did he shoot, quote unquote?
In the bed. He was laying in the bed and shot himself.
Well, like in the head.
In the head, yeah.
Right, but is it like in the front of the head, on the side of the head?
It didn't say, it just said the head. But this is what I'm getting at. This is weird because when they ran an analysis on the gun, like I said, the gun was left in his hand. And when they ran an analysis on the gun and examined the body, Scott had absolutely no blood on his hands. And the gun holder, where you hold on to the gun, It was sticky and coated with blood. Not only that, the gun outline matched the stain on the carpet that was next to him. So, how did the gun get into his hand if it was on the carpet? Also, Tracy washed her hands in the sink and cried, but detectives were wondering why she did that. When she said she could smell the blood on her hands from where she touched Scott and, like, to check him, detectives were like, I don't know. That doesn't sit right with me. They were worried that she was wiping off, like, gun residue and stuff off of her hands. Yeah. That's all the evidence. That's what they saw wrong with the picture.
I totally wanted to root for him because, you know, domestic violence and everything like that. But if you're going to kill someone, please, please do it better. Do better. Like,
I mean, yes.
Is there evidence that actually shows that he very well might have killed himself?
I mean, just the gun in his hand and, like, there's literally no DNA evidence of her or anything around him, then yeah, definitely. There's literally nothing that proves she did this, but yeah.
Why did she bring the pillow into this? I would have just been like, I walked in, he shot himself.
Well, we're going to get to it.
All right.
We're going to get to it. So, take a deep breath. So when the detectives were starting to dig deeper, they found out that a couple days before the suicide, quote unquote, Scott took Tracy to a divorce lawyer. Now, detectives immediately went to interview the lawyer, and he told the detectives all about Scott's plan to take full custody of the kids and give Tracy visits. He even intended on throwing Sean into the mix by using the kiss against her if she tried to fight back. And of course, she's going to fight back. And the lawyer said that she stood up, said, "Scott, we really should talk about this at home," and then stormed out of the room. She's wow. really upset.
Yeah, of course. I mean, someone's trying to take your kids.
Yeah. Now, with all of this information, they went back to Tracy and was like, "Hey, so the divorce lawyer told us about your little meeting. What happened?" And she said when they got home, they both agreed to not put the kids through a horrible custody battle. But Scott freaked out no matter what. Like, they decided on it, and then he just freaked the fuck out. And he grabbed a baseball bat and demanded Tracy tell him where Sean lived because he was going to go and beat him up, pretty much. Tracy swore she never went to his house and, like, they never had an affair, so she had no idea where he lived. This, of course, turned physical with Scott choking her and beating her until she finally got away and she started a pack, which, good on you, right?
Yeah.
Just like any narcissistic asshole you come into, he flips his switch and starts playing sweet, loving husband to try to get her to stay. He's literally in tears, begging her not to go, and laid down to get her to snuggle with him, just so she would, like, stop packing and stay with him.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, like, that's... They want you to stay. They want you to feel like you need them. That's not true. Not true, ladies! All right, Tracy said she stayed, and they even told each other they loved each other before they went to bed. So everything was fine when they went to bed, apparently. Then the next morning, she woke up and found him like that. Oh, by the way, Scott was sent to the hospital because, you know, when they found him, he was still alive. And then by afternoon, they found out he was brain dead. And then 36 hours later, he was for real dead. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So he held on for a little bit, but then he was like, nah. Now, the police decided they wanted to take Tracy in for more questioning, which really upset her. She said, "I was shocked when they asked me to go to the police station. I had already told them all that I knew that had happened. I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I only know what I found." You know immediately, like, if your spouse or something, like, got shot in the head, you are the very first person they look to.
Yeah.
Don't take it personal if you don't have anything to hide, because exactly. you're going to be the first person they have to talk to. You know them better than anyone. Now, it took them 2 years to finally find something to nail her on. On August 11th, 2005, Tracy was arrested for Scott's murder. Turns out the police was right, and the gun matched the imprint on the carpet. Not only that, but all the evidence I talked about before pointed to Tracy doing it. They think what happened was she covered him with the pillow to muffle the noise and the blood splatter. Then she shot him. And then when she stood up and dropped the gun, she must have realized what she did and grabbed the gun to place it in his hand and make it look like a suicide. Now, Tracy, of course, swears even to this day that she didn't do it, but she fucked up real bad. She did something that didn't really help her in this situation.
Oh, God. She fucked up more, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, she really did. Okay. After a little digging, the investigators found out that 10 days after the murder, quote unquote, Sean and Tracy met at a pancake house to get some brunch. And apparently, she felt like she was being watched and wanted privacy. You know what they did? They checked into a hotel. And Tracy swears it was just to talk. Okay, girl, you know they had sex. Okay, they had sex. And this was on trial. He went on trial and was like, no, I swear to God, we never had an affair. And then they brought this up. They're like, oh yeah, you checked into a hotel and you guys had sex. And like, I don't know what was said when they brought this up, but I just want to see the look of, oh shit, on both of their faces. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah. That oh shit look.
Oh yeah.
Like, damn it, we should have done that.
Like, ooh, oops. So yeah, that's not looking too great, Tracy. Okay, so, well, their relationship did last 2 years, so I'll give them that. Now, okay, it's time for the verdict. They had all this evidence and a lot of motives. I mean, you have an affair, a horrible husband that beat her. I mean, yeah. He was trying to take away her kids. And there's a lot. And then 10 days after, she gets, you know, she does the nasty-wasty. Not good.
Guess I'm strange.
She does the hokey-pokey dance. Yeah. So it's not looking too good. The jury went and deliberated, came back. They decided that Tracy was guilty. However, in Texas, apparently the jury also gets to decide the punishment as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So they left, came back the next day, and they were like, we'll let Tracy speak one last time. And Tracy gets up there and, you know, I'm so sorry, but I didn't have anything to do with this. Please, I swear to God, I didn't kill my husband. And then after she gets off, they let her two older boys on the stand. Remember I said they have three kids?
Yeah.
Well, the two older boys get on there and speak. And this tore at everyone's heartstrings because they were sobbing, saying, you know, we just lost our daddy. Don't take our mommy away from us. You know, she's all we have left. So the jury, again, left to go deliberate. Then they came back. And when they came back with their punishment. Because she's guilty. She did this. They said she is guilty. She did this. So for killing her husband, they gave her. She has to spend 3 days in jail with 10 years probation and a $10,000 fine.
You're kidding me.
She murdered her husband, but she gets 10 years probation and a $10,000 fine, which can be, she can do it in payments. She doesn't have to do it all the way through. She also has a curfew of 8 p.m. and her nurse license was revoked. So she got her job taken away and her license taken away. But this is the only thing that she had to do. At the end of it all, Tracy holds her innocent, of course. To this day, she says that she is still innocent. She even said that these people think that I harmed the man I had loved for 20 years of my life, that I spent my life with. It's not even a possibility.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So is Tracy innocent and Scott killed himself, or did she kill the man she loved for a way out? So what do you think?
I mean, I think she did it, and I think she got away with like a slap on the wrist, and but I can't say for that he didn't deserve a little bit of it, you know.
Yeah, that's also why I wanted to do this true crime case, because honestly, I'm not like, every life should be cherished. Do not get me wrong on that, okay? Every life is precious no matter what, but it's kind of an asshole, you know? Like, and coming from a domestic abuse survivor, like, I'm not that sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really not. It is sad that a life was lost and it had to go to this extent, but, you know.
It's so bittersweet.
Yeah. But the what got me was the ending. 10 years probation for killing her husband.
Yeah.
I think she did it. Okay? There's no way that you didn't do it. Like, what? You really expect me to think that when you went on, like, what, a 20-minute walk around the block, maybe, someone saw you leave, sneak into your house, shoot your husband, and leave? Like,
no, it's a suicide. It's a suicide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is a suicide, isn't it? But still, like, really? Really?
I think he was too full of himself.
That's true, to, yeah.
To kill himself.
That's so, another thing I was thinking, too.
I think murder would have been even more believable.
Because to him, he was the bee's knees, man. He was badass. He wouldn't kill himself. Why would he?
Yeah, I don't think he killed himself. So she's definitely guilty. Yeah. It's just like such a bittersweet, because it's like she got off with slap in the wrist and like he deserved it. So it's just a mix of like emotions.
Yeah, it really is. And like the thing that got me though was the gun print on the floor. Like, how did that gun get back on in his hand if it was on the floor? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Have dropped the gun.
Yeah, and make that huge ass mark.
And if she wouldn't have like did anything with the pillow, I think she could have gotten away with it a little bit.
For real, like
she knew how to desanitize the gun as a nurse, and then put the gun in his hand, so it all made sense.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the coroner and the investigators, they looked at the pictures on the crime scene and immediately knew this was not a suicide, just because of how the gun was placed and the pillow was placed. Like, this was not a suicide.
Sorry, Tracy. So, keep back you up there, but glad you got away from that piece of shit.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of smart on the kids, too, because they knew that, you know, if we could pull at their heartstrings and tell them, you know, this is the only person we have left, they're not going to take a mom away from her kids. Come on, really?
Not in Texas.
Not in Texas. So, yeah, that was really smart of the kids, too. But, yeah, that's Tracy Rhodes and how I think she did it. She killed her husband and got away with it. Well, she didn't get away with it. She still got... Like, she's guilty. It's on her record, but...
Basically did.
I mean, she basically...
Just 10 years of just, like, you know...
Hanging out, and then 8 p.m., you gotta go home. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of house parties.
Yeah. You're at a house party, like, all right, it's almost 8 p.m., I gotta get out of here. All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Next week, it's Tasha's turn. It's her episode, so... I think she's doing a god... And I'm not going to tell you what god it is, but oh my god, I am so excited. I'm excited.
Oh, that god.
Yeah, oh that god.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Check out our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram because you love us and you want to talk to us and find out more. And also join the Discord that we now have. We love you guys. See you next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry what I did. I couldn't help it. Don't know.